Shalom and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Alan Gilman with Torah Bites for the week of November the 9th, 2024, the 8th of Heshvan, 5785. The following is a message originally posted the week of October the 28th, 2023, the 13th of Heshvan, 5784. It's entitled, A Divine Guarantee, and I'm reading from Bereshit, Genesis chapter 15 and verse 18. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Avram, saying, To your offspring, I give this land. Before I start, I want to say that having been providing Torah Bites for many years, in fact, based on the Jewish calendar, it's 27 years this week, as part of my preparation, I glance back at previous messages. I do this mainly to avoid unnecessary repetition and look for potential repostings. When reposting, I try to choose one that's several years old, thus increasing the likelihood that current users haven't encountered it before, or if they have, they've forgotten it. I'm making an exception with this message, however. It's from last year, but most worthy of repeating. More than that, it's essential that I do. Not only is it foundational for understanding the whole Bible, but also for knowing how to effectively navigate the times we are in. The October 7th, 2023 Hamas terror attack on Israel was not only the worst day for Jewish people since the Holocaust, it changed the world in more ways than what most people realize, as a demonically inspired threat upon Western civilization was unleashed. Whether or not the events of the past few weeks have deterred that threat for now or not is yet to be seen. Regardless, to claim to value scripture, but ignore God's ongoing faithfulness to the Jewish people undermines its effectiveness. It's no exaggeration to say that we may be on the brink of a catastrophe hitherto unknown in history. I hope I am wrong, that the current crisis in Israel will calm down, but not until the demonic evil unleashed by Hamas on October the 7th is destroyed. I have no illusions, however, if by God's grace that happens, it will manifest again soon and probably worse. Serious readers of scripture have no reason to be unaware of the dynamics at play, including why so much fuss is made over one of the smallest countries on the planet. Yet not only are most people unaware of such things, but they have also reduced the truth of the Bible to a detached spirituality of the inner life while failing to grasp its global implications and all-encompassing importance. Core to this misguided spirituality is the disregard for the centrality of the people of Israel and the land of Israel in God's plan. This week's parsha is foundational in this regard. It begins with Avram, whose name is later changed to Avraham. You can figure out the English versions of his name yourself, I'm sure. The God of all creation, who made everything very good, according to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 1 and verse 31, determined to one day rid the universe of the curse he imposed on the earth due to our first parents' rebellion against him, as we see in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. Described as the bruising or crushing of the serpent's head, from Bereshit Genesis 3:15, we are given no details on how this plan was to be worked out until this parsha. If Avram ventured to the alien land God would show him, he would make him a great nation and bless the world as a result. One of Avram's most famous descendants would call the promise of blessing the nations the good news or the gospel in Galatians 3 and verse 8. The agreement, contract, or covenant, they all mean the same, by the way, that God established with Avram included an aspect that Bible readers have tragically ignored. People often called the covenant made with Avram unconditional, but it did have one condition, a condition he fulfilled. He had to go to a specified location. It wasn't until he arrived there that God said, in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 12, verse 7, to your offspring I will give this land. The land, therefore, was a crucial aspect of God's covenant with Avram, which was later passed on to his son Isaac in Bereshit Genesis 26, 2-5, and grandson Jacob in Bereshit Genesis 28, 13, and 14. But did you know how essential the land promise to Avram was? As we also read in this week's Parsha, sometime later, God says to him in Bereshit Genesis 15, verse 1, Fear not, Avram, I am your shield, your reward shall be very great. Avram's trusting response to God's telling him that despite his ongoing childlessness, his descendants would be like the stars of the sky is an appropriate high point for many Bible believers as it demonstrates the importance of faith. Following that interchange in Bereshit Genesis chapter 15 verses 7 through 20, God has Avram perform a covenant ritual whereby he was to cut up some animals. Apparently, this was a traditional covenant-making ceremony. The Hebrew for make a covenant is actually cut a covenant, probably taken from the cutting up of the animals. The two parties would walk together between the pieces to declare that if either fails to live up to their covenantal obligations, may they become like the cut up pieces. But note that Avram doesn't walk between the pieces. Instead, he sees the unusual sight of a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch passing through them. Commentators consider this an indication that God was taking the full covenantal obligation on himself so that if either party would break the covenant, God alone would suffer the consequences. We see this happen in the person of the Messiah, of course, but neglecting the context of this prevents us from seeing a key aspect of God's commitment to the people of Israel. God's self-imposed covenantal obligations to the people is not only about the people. Here's what God says when he reiterates the covenant to Abraham from Bereshit, Genesis chapter 15, verses 18 through 21. To your offspring I give this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates, the land of the Kenites, the Kenizzites, the Kadmonites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Rephaim, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Girgashites, and the Jebusites. God's covenant with Avram includes the land, guaranteed. Should Avram or his descendants, those through Isaac and Jacob, fail in their covenantal obligations, God himself would bear the punishment. Do you know what this means? Yeshua's death doesn't only ensure your reconciliation with God by faith, but also upholds Israel's right to their God-given land. Torah Bytes is located on the web at www.torahbytes.org. Comments may be sent to info@torahbytes.org. You can follow us on Twitter at Torah Bytes. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman for Torah Bytes. Lehitra'ot.